every time he comes. Every time he comes, something good happens. Every time he comes, something good. captives are set free. For your bride is crying, come, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Something good must happen.
We invite precious Brother Ellie to open with a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you once again this evening, O Lord, for being in your house. And our presence here have its whole sense only if you are in our midst. That's why we sing, every time you come, something happens, O Lord. We believe that you are here even before we came, because it's a day of our appointment with you. And you were here when we were not here waiting for us, because it was not Adam who came seeking for you at the place of meeting, O Lord. You were there, faithful, waiting for Adam. And when you didn't see him, you went around looking, calling, Adam, Adam, where art thou? O Lord, you called, you sent that call out in our hearts, Adam, where art thou? And we have come to sit at your feet, O Lord, to fellowship with you and to be fed so that we can be equipped, O Lord, to be better servants, to be better children, and to serve you better, O Lord. That's why, Heavenly Father, take us now. Take control of everything that we are going to do. We are going to pray, O Lord, but we don't even know how to pray. You know our request better than ourselves, O Lord. You know what our souls need better than ourselves. That's why we are calling on the Holy Spirit, as the Bible says, O Lord, that he can intercede in a way that we can't even express it, O Lord, beyond even what we think, O Lord. That's why, Heavenly Father, take now control. Be with us, O Lord, through the preaching of the word, through the singing, through the praying, through the worship, everything that will be done. Let it be for your glory. Once again, we commit our pastor into your hand. Touch him, O Lord. Let his health be completely restored, O Lord, for your glory, Heavenly Father. We thank you for bringing back safely Brother Max and Brother Mike and those who are still away, O Lord, those who have traveled. We commit them fully into your hand. Bless and keep them, brother. In Zimbabwe, Brother Tony, bless him, O Lord. Keep and protect him over there and bring him back safely, O Lord. We commit everything into your hand. Take this service, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
One of them, Kichi.
Oh, I'm one of them, one of them. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, I'm one of them, one of them. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. God and living everywhere, whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, that cleansed and made them clean. Oh, it is burning now within my. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you one of them? I'm one of them. Glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. I'm one of them. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. baptized in Jesus' name, and I tell you, far and wide, His power is yet the same. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you one of them? One of them. I'm one of them. Oh, hallelujah, I'm so glad. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, and they were gathered in the altar, praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. I'm called for service. Came now what He did for them that so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you one of them? Cause I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. Hallelujah, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Cleanse your heart from sin. That will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say nothing. Are you one of them? One of them. Hallelujah, I'm so glad that I can say one of them, I'm one of them, one of them. Hallelujah, I'm so glad that I can say one of them. So pass us not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on earth thou art holy, Savior, do not pass. My Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, Jesus, do not pass me by. I find a sweet relief. I will be kneeling there in deep contrition. Oh, please help my unbelief. You are Lord and you are Savior. My Savior, my humble cry, hear my
Saints. Isn't that a true song? We can take any of the saints here and their life and look through what the Lord has brought you through, and we can truly at the end of each person's testimony say, mercy rewrote your life. It's a wonderful thing if the people that knew you before were to see you now and they see you are the same physical person. But you are completely different, you know. That's a great miracle, what the Lord has done for each and every one of us, amen, turning us into what we are today. I was listening, coming in here from home in tonight, and the prophet was saying the man who killed Fritz, his dog, you know. I went home and got a gun. I was going to shoot him. And my daddy wouldn't let me, and I said, I promise you, Fritz. If daddy won't let me shoot you, I will get him another way. You know, I'm going to run him down with my car. But just a little while later, he led the man to Christ. Amen. What a difference. Amen. We are so thankful to God. It's good to see you, Brother Joel. Amen. The Lord bless you. Good to see you too, Brother Mike. Amen. With a nice big smile. Oh my, we missed you so much, but we are so glad that you are here tonight. The Lord bless you. Please be praying for me tonight. You know what it's like, the things that we have to go through to stand here. Really, Brother Eli, I'm sure you will understand. Oh, I so much worked hard today. I had meetings until 5:30, and the one that started at 4:30, I just said, oh, this week can't end quick enough for me. And the project manager was like, what's wrong, Wilmo? I said, I've got so much to do. I'm snowed under at this point. And she was like, do you want to cancel this meeting so we can do it Monday when you are fresh? I said, you'd never know how much that would help me. She said, yeah, okay, talk to you Monday. So I got an hour to prepare something before I came here. So be praying for me tonight. We would like to read from the book of John. The book of John chapter 3, and then we will also read from the book of John chapter 11, just to pick up a small thought to help us in prayer tonight. We've got so many prayer requests, and we just want to enter into something. Amen. As we pray for these prayer requests. So Brother Vegas was asking me, what is the title? You know, I was like, I don't know. So I suppose we will just call it Entering In. John chapter 3, we know this verse so well, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. God so loved the world. The prophet says that he had a feeling towards it, you know. He entered into the sufferings of the world and he felt for the people and he loved them. And so he did something about it. Amen. He entered into the sufferings of the people and gave them his only Son so that you and me, mercy could rewrite our lives tonight. Amen. So we just want to look at that little thought briefly this evening to help us enter into a time of prayer for these many needs that we have tonight. Again, in the book of John, chapter 11, we know this story very, very well from verse number 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Amen. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Amen. And said, where have you laid him? Amen. They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And this verse here that is very famous for being the shortest verse in the Bible, it says Jesus wept. And then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Amen. There was something about the condition of what was happening around the people that when Jesus looked, it grieved him and he groaned in his soul and he was moved by compassion until he came to a place where he wept. Jesus, of course, he said, I will not do anything unless my Father showed me. He knew. Because he already told, I'm glad for your sakes I wasn't there when Lazarus died, because he knew I'm going to raise him up. Amen. But even though he came in a vision and he knew I'm going to raise Lazarus, it had to take something, some level of entering into the sufferings of the people there. It wasn't an impersonal thing. Amen. God cares for you. He cares for me. Amen. We just want to come to a time of prayer. And I think that I will read this prayer request here. We would pray and then read a few more places and then we would pray for these prayer requests again. Sister Jade, she is writing a very important exam. she was asking the saints for prayer. Sister Jade is Brother Nathaniel's, Brother Nat, Nat's daughter, his firstborn, and she was asking the saints for prayer. Also, she's got a real estate business that she's doing, and because of the economic conditions going now, she's really asking for God's grace upon that business, because she's just on the verge of sealing a deal, and she would like this to go through because it would help her a lot. Brother Nat is also in Nigeria. Let us be praying for him. Brother Tony is in Zimbabwe. Let's pray for him. Sister Tara and Sister Lucia, they are also in Zimbabwe. Let us pray for them. And tomorrow, Sister Sharon's house is getting dedicated down in Kalo. Let's pray for that meeting. We have our Sunday meetings here that we want to pray for. We have meetings in Limerick on Sunday. The pastor will be traveling down there. Let us pray for that as well. And then the pastor's son, Benjamin, is writing entrance exams for secondary school. You know, that shows how old we are now. Over the next three Saturdays, and the little boy was asking for prayer if the saints could remember him. He wants to get into this school. And then Sister Lydia is not able to come to church. Pray for her. Sister Julie at work. Brother Maxwell not able to come. Let's pray for them. And then also our other regular request, the church building. We really want another church. Amen. And Sister Asnat's wedding coming up. Let's pray for the plans. And Sister Rebecca from Romania, she was asking for prayer for her grandmother who was very sick in Romania. So let us pray just briefly before we sit down. Our Heavenly Father, we want to come before you, Lord. Reading all these prayer requests, Lord, it shows how much needy that we are. And we ask, Lord, for your grace and your mercies tonight. Lord, as we have congregated in this building, Lord, it isn't so much the building, but it is, Lord, Father, your presence in this place, Lord, where these your children have gathered, where you promise, Father, that where two or three shall gather, you will be in their midst. And we are so privileged tonight that we are here, Lord, Father, oh God, to be in your presence. What a privilege. And we ask now that you would be merciful unto us, Lord, as we look in these scriptures, just a few little things. Lord, we want to ask, Father, that you have mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, for thou art a merciful God. Lord, have compassion upon us, Lord, tonight. Lord, that as we would present our prayer requests, Lord, before you, even as we have read them, oh God, we pray, Father, that, Lord, oh God, you may feel, Lord, the things that these people that are asking for prayer are feeling tonight, Lord, and that you would answer, oh God, their requests, Lord, that have been placed before you. Be merciful, Lord, unto me, I pray, that you would help me tonight to put myself aside, Lord, that I may be used of you, Lord, to exalt, Lord, thy people, to bring us to a place, Lord, where we could enter into the sufferings of one another, Lord, and pick up this prayer request, Lord, oh God, and present them, Father, before you. Father, please be merciful. I commit now, Lord, the sick into your hands, our brother George with his leg. Lord, have mercy upon him. May you touch him, Lord, and make him well. We know he would have been here tonight, Lord. So we pray, Father, that you would heal him and make him strong. I pray, Father, oh God, for all these other requests that we have read. Father, we want to bring them before you and ask that you have mercy upon thy people. We are so needy. Lord, we need you every hour, every minute, Lord. Father, we could never do without you. So we are calling upon thy holy presence to come once again, Lord, and touch your people and have compassion upon us, Lord, tonight. We commit this service into your hands. Lord, bless our listeners that are online. We commit them into your hands also. Bless these, Lord, that have braved the weather to be here tonight, Lord. I commit each and every one of them to you. Lord, give them something tonight as they will leave this place. Lord, let there be a witness in their hearts, Lord, in their soul, that indeed, oh God, it was good to be in your house tonight. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity as we now commit ourselves to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, saints. And I didn't have a chance to print my notes today, so I have to rely on this technology. So we pray that it will all work out. So we just read there in the book of John chapter 11, where we came to a place where we've all read so many times, and it says that Jesus wept. And a lot of people use a great deal of imagination. You know, they say Jesus wept because of this and of that. He wept because he knew he was going to bring Lazarus back into this world again, and where he's going to have to suffer sickness all over again and then die once more again, you know. So some people imagine it like that, you know. Some people say a lot of different things. And in the message, you do come across the woman that was arguing with the prophet to say, Jesus was just a man, you know. And the prophet says, prove me by scripture, you know, that he was just a man. And she opened scripture and she said, look in John verse chapter 11, verse 35, it says, Jesus wept. That was a proof that Jesus was a man. And the prophet said, yeah, that is true that Jesus wept. He was a man when he wept. But when he straightened up his body and he said, Lazarus, come forth. A man that had been dead 4 days came out. And that was God. That was more than just a man. But I like that the prophet said, yes, he was a man when he wept. Because if Jesus wept when he was a man, it means that you also, as a man, things can move you and make you weep also. You know, so that's just the part I want to dwell on tonight, that Jesus wept. He was a man, and you and me are a man. So we can take this example of Jesus weeping and see the conditions that moved him and brought him to a place where he wept when he saw the condition of Martha and Mary. He wept so much until people said how he loved him, how he loved Lazarus. And Jesus loved Lazarus, and the people were surprised when he didn't come. They knew Jesus loved Lazarus, and they sent for him to say he is so sick, and because they knew he loved the man, until the man died, and then he come and he stands there and weeping, and the people said, behold how he loved him. And I like that, because it shows what is lacking in us many a time. You know, when I can hear a message that brother so-and-so, his brother, has passed away. Condolences, we are praying for you, God bless you. And sometimes we say that automatically. Sometimes we don't even do what we have said in the message. To say we are praying for you. There's a lack of love there. Because if you really loved someone, and you hear something has happened to them, you can't wait to be with that person. Maybe you can't change the situation, but you so much want to be with that person to show the compassion that you are feeling for that person, to put your hand around that person and say, it is well, my brother, because you love the person. That's why when Jesus didn't come, people were surprised. So we know he loved him. How come he's not coming to Lazarus? But when he came and he wept and he stood there, he began to enter into the sufferings of the people that were around him. The Bible says, where we read that when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, it moved him. And I've often seen it a lot, that people would hear someone has passed away and they come to that person's house and they find that person weeping for their loved one. It does something to you. It is not something that someone can teach you. It can't be taught from a pulpit here, but the fact that you're a human being, things can touch you if you let them. Amen. They can affect you in a way that Jesus was affected when he looked at Martha and saw her weeping. He saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her. And when that happened, the Bible says he groaned in the spirit. He groaned, and it says that he was troubled. And many of us here, we can give examples of the times when that happened in our lives. We can come to a place where we find someone that we love, and they have been befallen, some misfortune has befallen them, and we find them in a way where they are struggling and maybe crying, it moves us in the spirit.
Amen.
It touches us if we let it. Because you have to let it.
Amen.
If you resist it and say, well, I told that person not to do that. Or find some kind of a reason. But if you love the person, you are going to find every possible reason to enter into the sufferings
Amen.
Of that person.
Amen.
And the prophet says, this computer keeps timing out on me. And the prophet says, I tell you, brother, until you can feel another man's condition, you can never help him. That's from the prophet. A man that was so gifted. I mean, people almost confused him for God himself. He was so gifted, he could just say, thus saith the Lord, but he says, you can never help someone unless you enter into the condition that that person is.
Amen.
My, isn't that amazing? That Jesus here came to the place and he was moved. No wonder the Bible says God so loved the world. There had to be something that moved God. When he saw the condition of men, how they had taken themselves away from the Lord and they had gone astray. And he looked at the picture of the world and what a place that it was. God so loved it.
Amen.
It moved him to say, these people, if only they knew what I have in my mind for them, my thoughts to bless them and to heal them and to make them prosperous, if only they knew. And it moved God. The Bible says God so loved that it had to be love for him to give his only begotten son. That's why I wanted to read these prayer requests at the beginning. Because I would like for you to examine yourself in the light of what we are talking about and see when we read these prayer requests, what was your attitude towards them? Brother Tony is in Zimbabwe. Let's pray for him. Brother Andrew's son is writing exams over the next 3 weeks. Let's pray for him. I mean, that's fine, but what process is there before you begin to pray for this little boy? Did you get into a place where you can feel for him to say, oh God, if that was my daughter, how I love my daughter. And she wants to go to this school. And she's writing this test over the next 3 weeks. Lord, bless this boy. I mean, that's the way to do it. Because if you can't feel the condition of this boy, you can never pray the right way to help him. Listen to this example that the prophet says, where I read just part of this quote. The other night I was telling you about down in Mexico where Brother Jack was there. There was an old Mexican man come up on the platform. He was total blind. The poor old fellow. So you can even read from the way the prophet is giving this report that there's a feeling in what he's saying. He's not just some doctor that sits in his office. You know, you go, doctor, I have pain in my leg. When did it start? 2 weeks ago. Painkiller. Out. Next. You know. But he felt something. And you see in the process of this thing, their economics are so poorly balanced and they don't have anything to eat. This old fellow didn't have on any shoes. You see, when you love someone, you're going to look at every possible condition to enter, every possible reason to enter into fellowship of whatever that person is. And he says he didn't even have any shoes. And an old hat in his hand, sewed up with cords and old rugged-looking cotton, trousers almost to his knees, and dust all over them. He came walking across the platform with a little rosary in his hand, a little bunch of beads. He got up to me saying something. Somebody was leading him. And I stood and looked at him. I tell you, brother, until you can feel another man's condition. You can never help him. That's right, the prophet says. That's the reason God so loved the world. He had a feeling for it. There was a feeling for the world, for God to do what he did. And I looked at him, I thought, there he is. Probably a little bunch of little children somewhere. Imagine the prophet himself standing there, and there is this old man coming, and the prophet is letting something happen to him. He is looking at the condition of this man and seeing how needful he is. He even begins to use his imagination. Yeah? And I want you to catch that. Because we don't know whether this man had little children somewhere. But he begins to use the faculties that God gave him. He began to use his sight to look at the condition of this man. He began to use his imagination to look at the condition of this man and say, probably he has children somewhere. Working for a few pesos a day. Some great deal of imagination, isn't it? And now after all this, maybe another imagination, yeah? Never had a good meal in his life. Maybe he did, we don't know. But he was doing something, letting the condition of this man affect him, his humanity as a person. Because Jesus Christ, he is the high priest of our confessions. He feels for us, and we are to be like him. And if we just automatically do things without letting our humanity feel for other people, how then is that going to work? Because we are not entering into the sufferings of other people, and there's no way we can help them. Never had a good meal in his life, and here in that condition, nature has been so bad to him. His fate has blinded him. I put my foot up beside of him. I thought, here I stand with a good suit on and a pair of shoes, a good pair of shoes. I don't know whether he ever had a pair of shoes on in his life. I thought, that's not right. I got a pair at home. I got another suit at home. That man's got just as much right to them as I have. That's really feeling for someone. To feel that, oh, sister so-and-so is looking for a house. My God, I know what it feels like to be almost homeless. She's got just as much a right to this house I'm staying in as I have. I wish I could give it to her. That's, you are letting yourself get into something. And he says he's got just as much a right to them as I have. I put my foot up beside his, thought I would give him my shoe before I say anything. Oh, brother, that's real brotherly love. He loved this man. He'd never met him before. He's just standing there and he loved him. Because God is love. There is no way that you cannot love someone if you are governed by the Spirit of God. Because God is love. It's got to move you in some way. Whatever you see around you, it's got to move you. His foot was much bigger and his shoulders much wider. Couldn't get in my court. I thought, God, what can I do for him? If my old dad would have lived, he would have been about his age. He let his imagination, he used that faculty that God gave us for a reason he gave us. And here's one of those reasons. Let us use it to enter into whatever someone else is feeling. Even if we think of Sister Jade this evening, to think that there she is, growing up, trying to make it in this life. And there she has tried to start something. She's got this exam coming that she needs to write. And she's trying to run this business. Imagine that was your daughter. And she come to you tonight and say, I've got this deal that I want to go through. If this goes through, I'll be able to establish my business. You see how different it is now. than for someone to just say, pray for me, I have this, and you say yes, and you pray. But when you can enter into the condition of this sister, place yourself in her condition and say, Lord, what if that was my daughter? What if that was my son wanting to write an exam? It begins to do something, and you are letting it affect you in such a way. Then when you get down to pray, that's when you say the right thing. That's when you do. I said, if my dad would have lived, he would have been about his age. What was it? The prophet is asking himself. Amen. What was he doing all this process that we are looking into? And he says, entering in. Amen. That's what he was doing. Amen. He was entering in using these faculties that God gave him, trying to enter into the condition of this man. And he says, all at once, something happened. I began to feel that presence of love. Sympathy for the old man. He jerked out a little beard and began to holler, Hail Mary, Mother of God. I said, that's not necessary. Just put it away. And he said to Brother Espinosa, where is the healer? I want to get a hold of him. And I said, just tell him to bow his head. I put my arm around the old fella. Imagine this man and the condition of his clothes. He was someone that a lot of us with our nice clothes, washed and clean, you know, when we meet on the street, we want to avoid. But here is our prophet that we believe. He says, I put my arms around him. I was talking to one man who comes here to church recently. And we were just talking on the phone a few weeks ago. And he said to me, Brother Wilmore, when I came to the church in Dublin the first time, I went and sat at the back where this elderly brother sits. And I was listening and I enjoyed everything and everything went well. It's nothing like I've ever heard before. But one thing that happened after church for me that really made me feel that there's something different here, is that this elderly brother, when people got up to go out, he came to me. And he put his arm around me. And he said, God bless you, brother. He says, you never know what that meant to me. No one has ever put his arms around me like that. Oh, God. God bless you, Brother Maxwell. And we often forfeit to do a thing like that. You see how scripture is true. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Amen. That's what Brother Maxwell did, and God entered into that. Amen. And changed this man until he could see something different simply because he put his arm around. Amen. Doesn't the prophet say that? A little love can heal. Amen. It can break barriers in a person's life and make someone stand up and say, I never was treated that way in my life. May God bless you, Brother Maxwell. And he says, I put my arm around the old fellow. I started and I said, Lord Jesus, this poor old man, I can't give him my shoes. He can't wear them. I can't give him my coat. But Lord God, you are the only one can help him now. You can give him something that will save him. That's eyesight. The prophet entered into a certain place and began to feel the very thing that Jesus was feeling for this man. Amen. And he expressed it in his mouth. And Jesus wants your mouth tonight. Amen. He wants your hands, Amen. Brother Jesse. Amen. He wants your feet. He wants to lead you, Brother Greg, Amen. Onto the streets of Carlo. Amen. How will it work when we are avoiding all that? Amen. And say, well, someone else will do it, you know. But if we can enter into that condition, someone else's condition, and pick up any one of these prayer requests. It might be Sister Rebecca's grandmother. She's just a little girl. And she's concerned for her grandmother back in Romania. And she come and say, please ask the church to pray for my grandmother. She is very sick. And I thought, I remember my grandmother too. If I had had a chance to ask someone to pray for her. But I never had that opportunity. And she died like that.
Oh my, how we so much loved and missed her. And this little girl probably loves her grandmother just the same as I did mine.
Amen.
Lord, be merciful to grandmother. Sometimes that's all you need to say.
Amen.
And God can take those words and do something in the life of this grandmother.
Amen.
Isn't God wonderful?
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah 49, verse 15, can a woman forget her sucking child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. I mean, when we see that happening in this world, when we see a woman failing to have compassion on the son of her womb, we say something is wrong with this person. She is mentally ill or something. How can she do that to her own child? To give birth to a child and stuff it into something and throw the little child into the river. They put people in jail for that, isn't it? Because they recognize that there's something wrong. She's failing to have compassion on the child of her own womb. And God here says, even though she might do this, even though she might forget to have compassion upon her own child, He says that I will not forget.
Amen.
God will never forget to have compassion upon you and upon me.
Amen.
Just think of it, saints. How terrible you were in this world. Some of us, we should be dead by now. If we had continued in this world, we would be dead and with a very bad record behind us.
Amen.
But look where you are.
Amen.
A child of God.
Amen.
Heir of this world. Heir of the inheritance that is meant for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you are a partaker of it. How much more today if you should come before the Lord and say, Lord, be merciful tonight.
Amen.
Upon the meetings in Limerick, God be merciful at the house dedication tomorrow.
Amen.
God be merciful at the Sunday service when Brother Ellie would have to stand here.
Amen.
And it's not an easy place to stand here.
You
know, besides the spiritual aspect, even the physical aspect. It gets so hot here because this building is just not suitable for it. There's just no way to keep it warm, and right now I'm burning. You know? So it's not easy, and if you can enter into that place and get on your knees and say, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Bless the ministering brethren. Lord, be merciful to Brother Jesse. You don't know what pressure he has to go through to lead us in 3-4 songs here, isn't
Amen.
It, Brother Jesse?
Amen.
And when you can begin to feel those things, to think that Grace at her age, such a young age, she has a responsibility to come here and play the violin. That's not easy.
Mm.
But we thank God that they yield their gifts to the Lord.
Amen.
But we've got to pray for one another. That's the right place for you.
Amen.
When you kneel down to pray for someone else.
Cool.
Because many a time, as a matter of fact, 100% of the time, when you kneel down to pray for someone else, in sincerity, not only does the Lord answer that prayer, he answers for your needs too.
Amen.
He never fails.
Amen.
But when you come here and just pray only for yourself, I don't know, the Lord will answer. But I've never seen it fail.
Amen.
When you can come and enter into somebody's condition.
Amen.
And how they are going through. And oh my, the money is not enough for these wedding plans. I mean, when we say here now, let's pray for Sister Asnat's wedding. I'm sure that Brother Joel understands. Because he's been there recently. Yeah? And the prayer that he prays, because it's easy for him to get into the condition of the sister and the brother and know what they must be going through, he's going to kneel down and say, Lord, be merciful.
Amen.
Bless this couple. Help them with their plans. And that is my little thought tonight, saints,
Amen.
To encourage each and every one of you to pray for one another. In the message, The Door Inside the Door, as we ask our brother Jesse to come up to sing, just a chorus before we enter into prayer, in the message, Door Inside the Door, chapter 18, the prophet is just beginning to preach this message. And he says something there that I would like for you to catch as we enter into a time of prayer.
Amen.
He says, but we are always glad to get them, always glad to do something to help someone.
Amen.
You know what a blessing is? This is the prophet asking the church. Do you know what a blessing is?
Amen.
Does anyone here know?
Amen.
What is a blessing? Mm-hmm. That's true too, and I like the definition of the prophet tonight more than your definition. But thank you for it. He says, do you know what a blessing is? Do something for somebody else. There is more in giving than in receiving. And tonight when you get into prayer and pray for someone, you are doing something for someone, despite your own needs. Despite the needs that Job had. Imagine the condition that he had. We tried to dramatize it last time, but the Bible does say he had sores from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Every part of his body had sores. The skin worms were already eating his body. He was in such a condition, and he lost all his children. That's not an easy thing, Brother Mike. He lost all his children besides all his wealth and everything that he had. And Job began to pray for his friends. He prayed for them. He forgot his own condition. He forgot his budget that is not balancing. He forgot how the house is not keeping the heat in this winter. And he began to pray for other people's needs. And the Bible specifically says, when Job began to pray for his friends, God healed him. May the Lord bless you tonight. Let us sing a song before we read these prayer requests again.
Kumbaya, my Lord.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Continue to hum that song. I would like to read these prayer requests again. You can pick any one of them and just pray for someone tonight. Just take that case as if it was yours and bring it before the Lord. Who knows? Maybe it is you who's going to say the right thing for this condition to change in the life of these people. Tonight, Brother George is asking for prayer. He's got a job interview coming up.
He also has trouble with his leg. Let us remember him. His daughter Tara is in South Africa and his sister Lucia. Let's pray for them. And his brother, Brother Tony, is also in Zimbabwe. Let's pray for him. Brother Nat is in Nigeria tonight. Remember him on his business that he went there for. And his daughter, Sister Jade, is asking for prayer for an exam that she has. Even for this business that she's trying to run, the real estate business, let us pray for her. And Sister Sharon has a house dedication tomorrow and then meetings in Limerick following after that with a pastor going down there. And he was sick last week with a very heavy flu. So let's pray for him that the Lord may strengthen our pastor as he makes these journeys to go and minister to God's children. His son has gotten an entrance exam over the next 3 weeks, Benjamin. Over the next three Saturdays, starting tomorrow, let us pray for Benjamin. Sister Lydia is not able to come to church. Let's pray for her. Sister Julie is at work tonight. Let's pray for her. Sister Asnat and Brother Shem, their wedding arrangements, let us pray for them. Brother Maxwell is also not able to make it tonight. Sister Rebecca, let's pray for her grandmother out in Romania, very sick. And let's remember the Sunday service on Sunday, the ministering brethren that will stand before us to bring them before the Lord. And last but not least, let us pray for our church building, that the Lord may open a door for us somewhere. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, how we come before you once again tonight. Have mercy, O Father, upon us, for we are a needful people. But Lord, we come because we have full confidence in you. We know thou art a loving God. You have compassion upon us, Lord. And you say, though a mother may forget her son, but you never can forget, Lord. And that gives us comfort tonight to know, Lord, that you will never forget us. And so we are coming with that confidence, believing, oh Father, that you will have mercy and compassion upon your people. For Lord, long time ago when we were sinners, Lord, Father, and we were strangers to the commonwealth of faith, you loved us anyhow. Lord, you had compassion upon us and you gave us your only begotten Son. Father, we are thankful, Lord, that Lord, in our condition when we were unlovable, Father, you loved us anyhow and you made us fathers, sons, and daughters of God. Thank you, Father. We honor you tonight, Lord. We glorify your holy name. For thou art God and there is none beside you. And Lord, we worship you, O Father. Come, Father, tonight, Lord, in the midst of thy people, and hear the petitions of thy children. Lord, for there's so many, for we are needy, Lord, and without you, we are just groping in darkness. So we come, Father, asking for mercy tonight upon each and every one of these prayer requests, Lord, that your children have presented. Be merciful tonight, Father, upon this little young man, Benjamin, as he goes for these exams, Lord. I remember to the time, Father, where I had to do mine, wanting to get into a school that I wanted to get into. And Father, you were there to help me. Father, and I pray tonight, Lord, that you come also and help little Benjamin, that Father, you may give him wisdom, Lord, that you may grant grace to him, that he may pass this test, Lord, and that Father, oh God, we may hear a testimony coming from there, Lord, of your grace upon him, Lord. Father, we pray also, even for our sister Jade, Lord, as she approaches this exam, Lord, grant her grace, Lord. Let it be, Father, that, Lord, we will hear testimony, Lord, of how she would have passed, Lord. Father, let us hear, Lord, testimony of your help towards her. Lord, let her also sing that mercy rewrote my life, Lord. Father, let it be her testimony, Lord, even with this business deal that she's desiring to do. We pray, Father, that you would make it a success, oh God. Won't you grant grace upon her? Have mercy upon her, Father. Our precious brother Nat, down in Nigeria, Lord, I pray that you would prosper his business, that, Lord, you would help him, oh God, as he goes about speaking to people, bringing the news of the gospel unto them, oh God. Bless, Father, his business and the things that he
as we would gather at our house, we pray, oh Father, that Lord, you would bless the gathering. That Lord, as she dedicates her house to you, Lord, let it be that you will tabernacle this place. Let it be a haven of rest, Lord, where your spirit is welcome, where your children, oh God, may find rest, Lord, away from this world. Bless, Lord, our sister. Bless her sister, Asnat, Lord, as she plans for the wedding, Lord, with our brother Shem. Lord, we want to commit them into your hands, Lord, looking back, Father, to how you helped our brother Joba, Lord, and sister Chisomo, and you brought them through, and it became a testimony. Father, we pray, Lord, that you do the same, oh God, for our sister and her fiance. Lord, bring them into holy matrimony. Lord, Father, in an exemplary way, where other people will look and behold how good you are to those that honor you. Bless the plans, oh Father. We commit them into your hands. May you help them, Father, with every need that they might have, Lord, that it may all work together for good. Be merciful. We pray for Brother Tony, Lord, in Zimbabwe, that you would watch over him, that you bless his family here, Lord, that you watch over them, oh God. Lord, have mercy, I pray, tonight for Sister Tara and Sister Lucia, also in Zimbabwe. Keep them safe, Lord. May you order their footsteps up. Bring them, Lord, to the places, Father, that you have ordained for them to go through. Lord, and keep them safe until they come back once more to be in our midst. We thank you for them, Lord. Please watch over them as we pray for Brother George, Lord, with his job interview that is before him. Lord, I ask tonight, Lord, Father, that you give him wisdom, the wisdom of Solomon, that you anoint his lips, Lord, that as he would stand before, Lord, Father, the interviewer, may you send thine angel before him and give him favor, Lord, that, Father, he may get the job, Lord, that you have ordained for him. Lord, let it be a blessing, Lord, for years and years and years until you come, Lord. Let it be a blessing. Be merciful to our brother. Have mercy upon his family. Our sister Liana, as she ministers to children in Sunday school, we pray you give us strength, not only her, but all our Sunday school teachers, our sister Angel, our brother Faithful, our brother Greg. Lord, we commit them into your hands. Won't you be merciful, oh God? Father, bless them. Lord, use them, oh God, to mold the minds of these little children, that, Father, they may grow up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. That, Lord, these lessons they get from Sunday school, Lord, let it be that you will speak to them for the remainder of their lives. Lord, let them not forget, Lord, the Sunday school lessons. Be merciful and bless our Sunday school teachers. Bless, Lord, our brethren that would minister on Sunday, praying for Brother Ellie, praying for Brother Maxwell, praying for our pastor, praying, Lord, for our musicians, praying for the singers that will sing. Lord, praying, Father, for the technicians at the back. Lord, we commit them into your hands. Let it all work together for good. Let us say as we would leave this place, truly it was good to be in the house of the Lord. I commit them into your hands, Lord. Please have mercy, O Father, Lord, upon even our sister Lydia at home tonight with the children, not able to come due to our brother being at work. May you have mercy and help them, Lord, that, Father, he might get a job that allows him, Father, to be in the house of the Lord with the children. Please be merciful, I pray, even upon my own wife at work tonight. Lord, I pray you help her, Lord, that, Father, she may also find a job that allows her never to miss a service, Lord, but to be in the house of the Lord continually. Be merciful. We pray for Brother Max, Lord, tonight where he is at home and able to come. Lord, grant grace upon our brother. And how we thank you that you brought him back safely from Romania with our brother Mike, Lord. Father, we are thankful that you kept them safe, Lord. You watched over their families, Lord, until they were reunited again. Lord, bless our brethren. Thank you for their testimony there, Lord. Father, may you continue to lead them and to guide them. We pray tonight, Lord, that, Lord, oh God, you would order his footsteps once more into this country. We commit him into your hands, Lord. Please watch over him. Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that you bless thy people. Remember my family too, Father. I commit them into your hands. Lord, I pray for my children that you help them, Lord, as they continue to grow. Lord, how I desire, Lord, for them to know you more and more and to serve you all the days of their lives. Father, please be merciful to them. Lead them and guide them, Lord. Help them, oh Father, in their times of need. May they remember, Lord, thy word, oh God, and how you are, Lord, a tower, Lord, a place, Lord, where they can run to, Lord, for thou art our helper. Be merciful not only to them, but every other child in here, Lord, and those that are watching from home. Lord, we commit them into your hands. Father, we pray for our congregation, how we desire, Lord, a place of worship. Lord, this building has served us well, and how thankful we are for it, Lord, for the many years that it has served us. We desire, oh God, that Father, oh Lord, you may lead us once again to a place, Lord, where your children would not have to miss church, Lord, because of insufficient space. Oh God, may you provide, for thou knowest, Lord, the need that we have, and you are our Father, and we come to you, Lord, for thou art our provider. We have no other provider, Lord. Oh God, it is only you, and we come to you, Father, seeking that you may help us, oh God, that, Lord, you may lead us, Father, to the place, Lord, that will have sufficient space for thy children. Won't you, Lord, Father, inspire us unto it, oh God, that, Father, we may come back again and glorify your holy name. How we desire a place, Lord, that's got sufficient parking for each and every car that comes. Lord, how we desire a place, Lord, that's got the right acoustics, Lord. Father, a place, Lord, that, oh God, we can regulate the heat right, Lord, Father. A place, Lord, where you have sufficient space, Lord, for Sunday school children, their classes. A place where we have sufficient space for meetings, Lord. And Father, for offices, Lord. Oh God, for everything that we have need of. Lord, we pray, for thou art our provider. And we believe it, Father, for it is you that gave this place. Lord, lead us once again, Father, to the place, Lord, that you would want us to be. Have mercy is my prayer, and grant grace, Lord, unto us now. We commit ourselves to you, and I thank you, Father, for being with me tonight. Father, unworthy as I am, tired and weary, Lord, I thank you that you would take, Lord, Father, a man that's a tired and a vest, Lord, and do something with it, Lord. Be merciful to us tonight as we commit ourselves to you. Please, Lord, help us to feel one for another. Lord, oh God, to let love continue in our midst, Lord, and not stop it with any of these things, but stop it from flowing. Oh, help us, Father, that in our hearts we have nothing against any person, but that, Lord, we may have love one for another. We commit ourselves to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say, amen.
Amen. I would like to read a scripture. Few verses, as a matter of fact, if you would like to sit down before we call Brother Eli to come and close the service, the prayer meeting tonight. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 18. Matthew, chapter 18. From verse number 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And I think that these kind of places where Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like this, it's something that we ought to pay attention to, because without it, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So this is how the kingdom of heaven is like. And he says it's likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants.
And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. Look at what compassion can do. Because this man was supposed to be sold as a slave. Not only him, but his wife and all his children were to be sold into slavery. That's a real thing, to be sold into slavery. We have no idea what it is like, because in our day, we don't live in a society where there is open slavery. I mean, there is slavery going on now, hidden, but we don't live in that kind of a society. And that's a hard thing. Amen. For this man to kneel down before this Lord and say, have patience with me. Amen. Give me some time so that I can pay you back. And this king was moved with compassion. Amen. And it turned the whole picture. Because this compassion did something. And he was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. And his fellow servants fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me and I'll pay you. The same words that he said to the king. Now someone else is saying those words to him. Do you see a type of us there? Amen. We go to the Lord and say, Lord, be merciful to me. Forgive me, Lord, of what I have done. Amen. And the same words that we say to the Lord and expect him to forgive us, other people come and say the same thing to us. Amen. But we hold them by the neck like this and throw them into prison. And say, thou art not forgiven. That's what this man did. He would not, verse 30, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him and said unto him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because thou desired me. Should not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant?
That's true.
When compassion is missing, Amen. You see what happens. Even as I had pity on you, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him into the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And Jesus says in verse 35, so likewise my heavenly Father do also unto you. This is thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
When we fail to have compassion on others, it's the kingdom of heaven is not like that. The kingdom of heaven, we should let ourselves be moved
Amen.
With compassion. We should let ourselves, when we hear things, we can let our imagination run. And let it bring us into a certain place
Amen.
Where we can let love be expressed to others.
Amen.
So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespass. As we invite Brother Eli to come and pray for these requests and dismiss us, even in the book of Matthew chapter 9, when the Lord, the disciples came to him and he said to them, when you pray, is it chapter 9? The Lord's Prayer. Is it chapter 6? Yeah. And he said, after this manner, pray.
Amen.
And he begins to pray. And in verse 12, he says, forgive us our debts.
That's true.
As we forgive our debtors.
Amen.
Brother Eli, if you could please come and put these requests before the Lord.
Precious Heavenly Father, we are coming once again humbly before you.
Amen.
After listening to this sermon, O Lord, it just put us before our responsibilities to see
Amen.
How sometimes we are so negligent, O Lord.
Amen.
How sometimes we are too judgmental, O Lord.
Mm.
How sometimes we don't put ourselves in someone else's shoes, O Lord.
Mm.
We are so quick to condemn, O Lord.
Mm.
But if we could just bear with the person
Amen. And
enter in their condition,
Amen.
It will change our perception, O Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, anything we can do, if there's no feeling in it, O Lord, it will just be a public show.
Amen.
But when there's a feeling, O Lord, that's the only way we can help each other, O Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Help us not to look unto each other through the letter of the law, O Lord, but help us to look unto each other through agape love.
Amen.
O Lord, forgive our condemnations, O Lord.
Mm.
Forgive everything we do without love, O Lord.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You so loved the world that you didn't want to contend with us, O Lord.
Mm.
Because there was ground for you to contend.
Mm.
There was ground for you to accuse, O Lord.
Mm.
And you are right in doing so.
Yes.
But you took our place, O Lord.
Mm.
And you considered our pain. You bore it in your flesh, O Lord, so that you can understand
Amen.
That there was no room for contention.
Amen.
There was instead room for love and for compassion, O Lord. Help us to be compassionate to each other, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Please, we commit Father. These requests into your hand as we lift them up, O Lord,
Amen.
With a heart of compassion, O Lord.
Mm.
Can just imagine if my own child had to go and stand an exam, how I would be committed to prepare, to pray for him, O Lord.
Amen.
I'm putting Benjamin before you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm putting our sister Jade before you, O
Amen.
Lord. May you grant them wisdom. May you grant them intelligence, O Lord,
Amen,
so that they
Lord.
Can really Please. Stand Please, and Lord. Overcome these trials,
Amen.
O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, my sister Jade, with that business, may you really open the doors, O Lord,
Amen.
And may her possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Anything yes, that will Lord. Come to hinder, to stand between her and success, we rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
And grant her victory, O Lord. Our little sister Rebecca, praying for her grandmother in Romania, O Lord.
Yes, Lord. Please be merciful.
Please
Amen.
Calm down, O Lord.
Yes.
And your healing hand, may it touch her and may she be restored as we pray in the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Our brother George, preparing for an interview, O Lord.
Mm.
You have been with him in past interviews.
Amen.
And even where he was not able to do something, you provided.
Amen.
And he overcame and he possessed the gate, O Lord.
Amen.
Not only for the interview, but for his leg as well, O Lord.
Amen.
Restore him fully for your glory.
Please.
O Heavenly Father, our sister Sharon, tomorrow for a dedication of her house. O Lord, may you really bless that dedication. Let it really be a blessing. Even before we get there.
Amen.
Grant her peace and joy in that
Amen.
House, O Lord.
Yes.
Our pastor preparing for the service in Limerick next Sunday, O Lord. Father, grant him inspiration, grant him strength, grant him traveling mercies, O Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And let it be a real blessing for the people all over there, O Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Our brethren, we have traveled.
Mm.
Brother Amen. Tony, Sister Lucia, Sister Tara, O Lord, Brother
Amen.
Nat in Nigeria,
Amen.
Bless them. Keep
yes.
and protect them, O Lord.
Amen.
Let your hand bless what they've gone to do, O Lord, and let it be a success, O Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we commit the Sunday service into your hand.
Yes, Lord.
Grant us really a real blessing, O Lord.
Amen.
from beginning, from start to end, O Lord.
Yes.
Let it be a blessing, O Lord. The preaching
Amen.
Of the word, you
yes.
know our needs.
Yes.
You know what your children will come for, O Lord.
Mm.
Let it not be someone giving a conference, O Lord,
mm.
saying what he wants from his mind, O Lord.
Mm.
But let the Holy Spirit go and search the hearts, O Lord,
Amen.
And see the deepest desire in the heart and
yes.
provide for that desire, O Lord.
Amen.
Be with us now as we depart. Bless our brother Wilmo, who Amen. Stood faithfully despite all the busyness of the day, O Lord.
Mm.
Despite all the busyness of his family, he put it aside to prepare for
mm.
the food, spiritual food for your people.
Amen.
Bless him. Bless his wife at work.
Mm.
Oh Lord, bless the whole family. We commit them into your hand. Our sister Lydia, who couldn't make it tonight, oh Lord,
mm.
you know what she needs for. You know what she couldn't make it for, oh Lord. Grant it for your glory.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, our sister Asnat, who is preparing for the wedding,
mm.
provide for everything, oh Lord, and take away every barrier on the way, oh Lord. Be with us as we depart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Eli. Thank you. Brother Jesse, if you could lead us in a song as we dismiss.
Fill my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly dove.
Let me go the way where the soul and the smile.
Fill
my
way. But fill my way.